was practice today?
Like I would think, you know, coming off a day off, you know, and then obviously coming back in and getting acclimated to the heat, you know, you got to push them. So we had to push them today.
The transition has been easy since he played in the SEC. Is that him being confident or him really just maybe speaking out of turn?
I think you got to talk to him because he said that's not what he was trying to convey, you know, obviously. So, you know, again, I just told him, I said, you better be careful, you know, what you say, you know, and how you say it. And you better make sure, you know, you message it the way you want to, you know, or answer the question, you know, the way you want to. So I think, you know, a young player probably trying to show, you know, obviously he is a confident player, but, you know, I don't think we need to go there with those comments.
Where are you guys at with the fullback competition between Bohannon and
Well, Marquez just got back, so I think it's hard to say, okay, oh, he came in there, you know, he went in there, he showed good strike, needs to work on his finish, but he hasn't, you know, been in there enough to really get a good evaluation of that.
Is Alex Ellis a guy that could be in that fold too?
I think he's like a hybrid type, you know. I think that we're very pleased with the ability of him to play on the line, off the line, in the backfield. I think I was impressed with some of the things he did special team-wise, so... You know, he's doing all the right things he can do for himself to try to make the squad.
What's your reaction to Ramsey coming back, and what's your plan? You'll gradually bring him along? You see him working against the
ball? I just think the first plan is, hey, let's get him, you know, it's the first time he's been out there, and you know, let's see how he does an individual and, you know, communicate with him, see where he's at, you know, how he feels, and then, you know, just take it day by day and see how we build it.
Any relief in closing the book on the Brandon Albert saga?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, I wasn't really in the saga. I was concentrating on the players that were here. So, you know, just, you know, when he was released, he's released, and, you know, we just move on.
How do you feel about your depth at receiver right now?
I like the receivers, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think there's a contrast of, you know, there's depth, but there's young players there. So I think it's how they really progress, you know, in these next couple of days and games and practices, you know, is going to be important for the younger ones, you know, saying that are in there, you know, with press coverage, you know, learning the multiple positions and then really trying to lock in to see what they do best. So this way we can start working on that and get ourselves ready for the season. But I think there's pretty good competition there right now.
Yeah, another joint practices. How will the format change at all compared
to last year? It's a little bit, you know, you know, things were in place before, probably a lot like, you know, the same as it was last year, less situational for the things that we did up in New England, which was the plan.
How's Malik Jackson doing so far for you in training?
I think he's you know, I mean, I've better than, you know, better than he has, you know, he has been doing. He's really been playing at a high level, you know, both in the practices, which is impressive. And, you know, obviously in the games. And I think that, you know, he's really improved in the run game. You know, it's tough on you when you get, you know, 200-300-pound-plus guys coming down and double-teaming you. But he's much, much improved from where he was a year ago. So, you know, and he knows it, and he's really come in here with a sense of urgency or focus, and it really has shown. So, I'm very pleased, you know, and I think that the other thing is this conditioning is in a better place. So this way you can get more quality. That's one of the things I spoke to him about, getting those quality snaps. So, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of a game, we can get those quality, you know, pass rushes, you know, if we need to do that to win the game.
Have you been surprised a little bit with as physical as the camp has been and how much hitting you've done and all the straight days and pads? There hasn't been a little bit more chippiness? I know you warned them about fighting before, but surprised that it hasn't been a little chippy at all?
I don't think – I mean, I think it's – you know, it's an interesting question because, you know, some people on the outside would look at that and say, hey, since there's not the chippiness, you know, is it really what you're getting out of it? But I'm just looking for the actual work. And I think one of the things that we stress is that – you know, we want to bring on that, you know, that physical type of practice. The players want that. So we really don't need to be chippy because we're still one team, you know. So we're trying to get ourselves better, which is, you know, I look at it the other way. I look at it as more of a positive, you know what I'm saying, that we're doing the work that – now, if we weren't getting the work done, it doesn't matter whether you're not saying anything or you're chippy, you know. But the focus – you know, of what we're trying to get accomplished as a team, you know, I like where it is, but I'm always going to want more, you know, physicality and more strain, you know, things of that nature, you know, in the practice. I don't think you can just go out there on Sunday or on Thursday night and really just all of a sudden now I'm going to strain through this. I mean, you have to see that in practice. And that's one of the things, you know, we started taking, you know, baby steps into getting better at that, the strain part of it.
Is it rewarding at all the staff when a guy like Keelan Cole comes out of nowhere and makes plays?
Yeah, I've been part of that before. You know, Marcus Colston was a seventh round pick who really came in and, you know, did a lot of the things, you know, that Cole did from an offensive standpoint. Different types of players, though. You know, what I was happy to see was, you know, the special teams play that we were able to get out of him. I mean, we saw him run down there, you know, make the tackle. We saw him even on, and the things that you won't see is like kickoff return and getting a good block. So really from a standpoint of doing everything that he has to do to make this team, you know, that's what he's doing. And he's doing it right now well.
What's your assessment of Shane at this point?
Of
Shane Wynn?
I think he's had a really good camp. I really do. I think he's another one. I mean, you know, he kind of he goes out there 110% every time. You know, don't be fooled by his size. He's tough as hell. Can get off press coverage. Can make big plays. Can run. It was interesting too because you know we had him on special teams also, and he was you know just a little bit technique of just closing down the edges. But he came right off the edge and had a chance to make a big play. You know, just the angle was a little off, but that's easily correctable for a player like him. But you know, he's made plays all through this camp.
When you get somebody who's kind of at least perception wise is a bubble guy, when you have somebody who's only 5'6", does that play into the coach's thinking about whether you keep him or not?
Well, again, I think you know when it goes down to that, you know, for the coaches, you know, we talk to obviously Dave and Tom. I talk to Dave and Tom about that, you know. But I still think that at the end of the day, what happens is how you get by that is results. And that's what I try to, at least for myself. I can't speak for anyone else. I can't speak for the assistant coaches or the coordinators or Dave and Tom. But for me, when I look at the players, I try to focus on the results that we're getting, you know, from that player rather than, hey, if we can just get this right, this may be the results we can get. Does that make sense?
How did Cam Robinson play for
the game? I thought, you know, the more snaps he can get, I think the better it'll be. I think he's someone that obviously we understand that he has the ability to play that position, and I think he has the ability to play it well. I think that as we go forward, you know, the different types of pass rushes, I think New England, you know, we have different types. I think the practices and the game against New England, they have different types. I think Tampa coming in here has different types. So I'm looking to see how he does, you know, versus the different types of rushers. You know, whether a guy's long, has power, whether a guy's long and has speed, or a guy's elite and he's long and has both, you know, or if it's, you know, a smaller guy that's really quick, you know, how is he going to use his hands to use his reach to get it out there and things of that nature. Knowing to do something and actually going out there and doing it is really difficult because, you know, as they roll players in and out, you know, your plan changes against the player you're going against of what you want to do, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, what has taken away his strength. So that's something that, you know, I think you get done, you know, now in camp. So, you know, we get two practices versus New England. So you would hope that you have a good feel for him when you go into the game, you know, a good plan. You know, we're coming down here versus Tampa. You hope that we're watching some Tampa tape before they get here so you have a good plan of technically the players I'm going against. And then when you go in the game, you try to put that plan to work. So that's one of the other things that we look at in the process of evaluating players, how much they can learn, you know, from day to day, from snap to snap, to help them become, you know, better football players and get results.
Doug, how do you think Miles Jack played against the
Patriots? I thought he played better in the game than you know, than some of the practices. I really did. I thought he did a nice job.